I am a daughter of Northern migrations, a love child of American dreaming, clashing with conquest and flight, sending two populations who should have been basking in the suns of Southern states and the heat of Caribbean islands to a new, cold, snowy land they would call home, upstate New York. Most folks don't think of us people way up north, past the Big Apple that gets all the shine, but we are here. The peoples whose families boarded flights, ships, and invisible trains on the tracks of underground railroads just to make it to a land advertised as free. This is the land where I was born. If you ask Mommy, my birth was a miracle. Not because of complications with the pregnancy or an inability to conceive, but because she originally wanted to be a nun. That's right, she had been a woman with a clear goal, the nunnery. Catholicism was in her blood as a Puerto Rican, and she attended Mass every Sunday thanks to the Spanish Empire's legacy of trying to convert the indigenous and African people on the island they colonized. However complicated the history, La Iglesia was tattooed on her soul. As a child, I cherished my mommy and daddy's love story like it was the stuff of romance novels. Knowing how different my parents were culturally and personality-wise, and what a miracle of chance their connection was, I was amazed their love could be so strong it transformed a woman who wanted to serve God for a living to cancel her plans and start a family. "We planned you," Mommy always insisted, almost defiant, a nod to my being born out of wedlock. Mommy was from the Bronx and had just finished her college degree at Cuca College in upstate New York before fate introduced her to Daddy. As a Puerto Rican, actually, let me be precise, a New Yorican, who'd grown up riding graffiti-covered subway cars, dancing to salsa at underground clubs with her twin brothers, taking trips to Coney Island with her little sister, and having picnics on the fire escape of the family apartment building, Mommy thought Syracuse, New York, the cold city she moved to after college graduation, was country. But she was only making a pit stop to escape her troubled home and see what life held for her. She met my father one night in 1984 when her roommate Olivia, another New Yorican transplant in Syracuse, invited her out to a nightclub called Grabbers. Grabbers was downtown, and as the club's soul music and latest 80s hits like Prince's When Doves Cry played, Mommy was accosted by a guy who saw their whole future before his eyes. "You and me could get married and I'll have your bathwater ready every night," he proposed as Mommy scanned the room meekly looking for an escape. Luckily, that's when Daddy saw her in distress and butted right into Mr. Bathwater's convo to introduce himself to her. Daddy was fresh out of the army with a short black afro and 6'1 military physique, the epitome of cool 70s soul. He had just traded driving around the hills and valleys of the world in his red and black Monte Carlo for his hometown of Syracuse to find work and take a break from back-to-back tours in Germany. Daddy grew up in a large Victorian-style home on Garfield Avenue, right next to the I-81, a highway that led to the demolishing of a historically African-American neighborhood called the 15th Ward to make way for urban renewal. His parents were only the second black family on their block when they moved in, but soon redlining real estate agents encouraged white families to sell their homes by stoking fears about how Negroes would ruin the neighborhood and lower property values.